Gracias.
Thank you. Well, the information is available on the committee's website, and interested parties can look at the decisions taken by the committee with regard to Qatar versus the United Arab Emirates and Qatar versus the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In these two cases, this was within the framework of Articles 11, 13 of the Convention, which provides for the possibility whereby a state may submit a complaint to the committee concerning another state, and that eventually, if the committee decides that it is competent to take up the matter, then at a future stage, it can then set up an ad hoc conciliation committee. This is not a contentious procedure, but within the framework of the committee, an attempt is made to reach some kind of a conciliation procedure between states in the case at hand. They have this deals with a supposed violation of the provisions of the international convention in question. Now, in these two first cases, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and UAR, the committee decided that it was competent to take up these matters and decided to admit them. And now it is in the fact of incorporation of the respective conciliation committees, and this will be done in consultation with the state's parties. In the third case, this is, of course, the case of Palestine versus the State of Israel, there was opposition expressed by the State of Israel, which considered that the committee was not competent, did not have jurisdiction to take up the matter at hand. And in this case, the state party, Israel, did not recognize Palestine. And this then led to a study commissioned by the committee, and the conclusion was that it was competent in the first decision, that the committee was competent to proceed. So the committee then decided, and this has led to a somewhat unique situation that involved also Syria and Israel. The committee then decided that it was competent. It did have jurisdiction to take up this complaint in toto. Now, then the committee will decide on the admissibility of the case. First, it decides that it's competent to take up the matter, and then it has to examine the whole issue of admissibility to determine whether or not the complaint is admissible. That is where the committee is right now. And the next session, there will be a meeting involving the parties. And last week, there was a session in the presence of both parties. And here at this session, the committee decided to classify the information relating to the case, which this forms part of the dynamic involved. But this information is available on the website. The committee decision, the relevant committee decision, can be seen, and this goes into the different positions of both parties, and also it touches on the debates that were held, took place within the committee to arrive at the respective conclusions in these two cases. So those were the first two cases. Those are available on the website. And the third case, Palestine versus Israel, a decision was taken last week, and that will soon be at the disposal of all interested parties. But I think this expresses the concern of the distinguished delegation, and I would just like to take this opportunity to say that the committee counts on the work of the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent. That is extremely important to us. We believe that the topic of the CERD, this can be of great help to the committee. The forum can look at related issues, and it can make a real contribution to the respect for the rights of people of African descent, and that we should really focus our efforts on this. And we have high expectations for the Permanent Forum and the role that it can play in 2020. And this will be 20 years since the Santiago Conference, where this whole question of people of African descent emerged, and the International Decade of People of African Descent. And we really can urge it to continue in its efforts, and it can count on the full support of the committee. Thank you, Chair.